BlakeRadio.com.
Thank you so much for having me on this time shows with your host, Super Saiyan Mandel Ragazar. Weird voice from America Missing. Also, we may be including cartoon characters, Crazy Kane Loving Jackie Bates, Grumpy Farmer Skin Color Allergic Bug Person, and many of our happy fun time peoples. Aussie German of Raw begins. Now!
Are you ready? Yeah, you know this! You think you can tell us what to do? Huh? You think that you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready and bow to the masters. Bring it down!
Digging this new copy of the Generation X theme song. I don't know.
It's kind of badass.
Kind of is.
Where did it come from?
It's now released on iTunes.
Did they ever use that?
It was an unused theme, apparently, and they just released it on iTunes from WWE with the Hall of Fame package. And I was like, sounds pretty good. It's by Age Against the Machine, so,
Well, now that we've established that sounds good, do I sound better?
Yes, you sound 100 times better.
Okay.
And this is where I say, welcome everybody to the WTR Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we're going to say it's presented by DDP Yoga because you go to ddpyoga.com and type in the promo code THERACK and get 10% off your order. Because
yes.
He's going to be live on The Rack this Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern.
That's why you should listen to The Rack. It will save you money.
Yes, it will, this week at least.
And get your ass in shape.
That too. Joining me, as always, are the ladies of the Rack, Lindsay Ward and Jackie Feist.
Hello.
Good evening.
Where do we begin about this show tonight? Talk about the go-home.
It started with Kane.
Do you want me to say my...
Go ahead, Jackie.
Well, it started with Kane, and what better way to start a show than the Big Red Machine? I squeed, Lizzie squeed, we all squeed, and fun was had by all. He won. Well, he didn't get the pin, but his team won.
He was too busy laying flat on his back.
Which is generally how we like him, just saying.
We're going there already. It's not even 2 minutes into the show. We'll go there anyway. It all opened with the three-man announced team, because Booker T was the special guest announcer because it's a super show, and I don't have any other reason but except for, what happened later. But Kane and Daniel Bryan took on Randy Orton and Sheamus in the opening contest of Monday Night Raw.
It was nice to actually see AJ get involved, but it was like the way that she did it, it was like you didn't buy it. You knew they planned for that to happen. She couldn't sell it. She does what she does the entire time the match is going on. Just stands in one place and it oozes and puts her hands over her mouth whenever something happens to Daniel Bryan. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she magically grew a pair and hauled ass into the ring. It was like, yeah, it's nice to see some growth, but I'm not buying it.
Lindsay.
Yay, Kane. Yay, Daniel Bryan. I mean, this is going to tie into my rant later as far as this match was concerned, but it was a good match. It was solid. You know, they all put on a good show. Again, AJ was pretty much worthless, which I hate saying. You know, it's, again, if you are dating somebody, can we have a little affection, please, other than you standing there just taking up space? Because, yeah, I'm sorry. You just standing there with your hands clasped in front of you, rocking back and forth. You might as well not even be out there.
Just saying.
I mean, all you're doing is holding down the floor. Get involved. I mean, I will say this, is at least Rosa Mendez gets involved. She may not be the best, but at least she gets involved. She's slapping on the mat. She's cheering. She's trying to get people's attention. You know, you're just standing there like a stick or a tree or whatever you want to call it.
Fuck this shit, I'm a tree.
Yeah, fuck this shit, I'm a tree, you know? So, I mean, it's, they are the most non-couply couple I have ever seen. It's, I'm just waiting for one of them to say it's platonic at this point.
But, so I watched SmackDown. God help me why I did. I watched it on Saturday. God help me why I did. They apparently, Daniel Bryan is a great lover.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. She does.
I'll take
something,
her word for it.
Well, yeah, it's just like she doesn't sell any of it at all. I mean, she's a good. She appears to be, from what I've seen from her, one of the better people that have come. One of the better women performers, whatever you want to call divas, that you know has come in. She can actually wrestle, but the whole selling and the acting and the entertainment part of sports entertainment is kind of lost on little AJ, so we need to work on that.
A little bit. The finish saw Kane chokeslam Sheamus, allowing Daniel Bryan to get the pin and go, yes, 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 he gets pins to his number one contender 6 days before WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that.
Which we all know what that means. If we go by Tim Stein logic.
Yeah, but...
There's... Wait, wait, wait. Tim Stein what?
Logic.
I can't even compute that.
Oh, he was trying to give me a dose of logic earlier when we were talking about Raw. He actually watched Raw as it was going on for once, and he was watching his Flames. That's where I'm going to check ESPN.com. I just want to see something. See if the Flames won or lost, because then we know what kind of mood he's in now.
By the way, go Louisville Cards for making it to the Final Four, but God help you for having to face Kentucky to get to the finals. It was nice to see you make this far, but don't cry too hard when they whip your ass. Seriously.
And apparently the Flames are winning currently with a minute to go. So.
Oh, he'll be in a good mood.
He'll be in a good mood. They'll be in like 8th place, I guess, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out.
That's the one where you put the bat in the hoop, right, hockey?
The puck into the net with the stick.
And this is the stick with the net on it, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Right, that's baseball. I'm sorry.
Just think men in helmets beating the crap out of each other with a stick. That's hockey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
On ice.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Hockey 101 here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming soon to hockey. No. Anyway.
God, don't even say that, because you know Tim's going to want to host it. You're going to be hosting it on Friday night.
No, that's a shot at Tim, because he did the hockey show with Alan Wojcik. Yes, Alan and Tim tried to do a hockey show. It lasted like one episode.
And how big of a fail was it?
It was... Moving on...
It lasted one episode, that should tell you right there.
Maybe. Maybe it's been two. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I love him taking digs at him. I don't even know if he's listening. Doesn't matter.
He's going to call in now and yell at us. I'm going to be fired again.
Uh-huh. Then you have them hyping up the big team, Teddy versus Team Johnny thing. Michael Cole's in the ring with his Team Johnny t-shirt. And he's become the official commentator for Team Johnny. And then Vicky's the official flag bearer for Team Johnny.
Yeah.
And then,
I said...
Go ahead.
I said it before. I said it on Twitter, and I will say it again. Flag bearers, commentators, mascots. How big of a three-ring circus are they going to make this? Seriously?
Waiting for someone to jump through the fire hoop.
I mean, I get it. You're trying to get as many people on this pay-per-view to give them a payday as possible. Fantastic. But honestly, the official flag bearer for Team Johnny.
And she was going to have a payday anyway because two of her boys are in the match. She was going to be there.
Now, someone in creative had this great idea. Let's put their faces on a t-shirt and on a flag. So how are we going to do this? Let's get Vicky and Hornswoggle to carry around the flags. Because Hornswoggle's apparently the team mascot.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm waiting for them to have their official referees and water boys or girls.
Water
and...
boys.
Well, that's the Bellas.
Oh, right. Right.
One's for Team Johnny, we'll get there.
I thought they were the fluffers.
Okay, maybe they're the fluffers. I'm not sure at this point.
I don't think Del Rio's in this match. So.
Not yet.
No, he's not even going to WrestleMania, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
I would have gone for that job, but Kane isn't performing in that match, so.
Santino Marella took on David Otunga. And Santino won with the Cobra. After Otunga had did something with the flag, hit himself in the face.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was good, but all I hate Otunga, Masters wants his gimmick.
This is the second ring Otunga Masters has been trying. The top trend up to number three.
And this is just me. How small of a t-shirt was he wearing?
Otunga?
Yeah, was that a children's bib?
Was he wearing a t-shirt? I didn't think he was wearing a t-shirt.
He had a t-shirt on under the coat, and he flipped it off, and you saw the t-shirt for 5 seconds. It was rolled up, so you couldn't really see it, so you had to roll it down, and then he had to take it off to do the match. So he had it on for a total of 5 seconds, pretty much, and then it was gone.
And he wore it again later in the show, which is, like, really small. There's, like, you know, like, it wasn't really big at all.
Well, they're just doing that to sell his body. I mean, if you have to oversell his body, that should be a bit of a concern, but...
If Otunga does the peck pop, I'm turning off Raw, I swear, says Kane's Kittens in the chat room.
He doesn't have big enough pecs to do it. He needs to go get the implants that The Rock got.
Hashtag implants. By the way, they had a Twitter lesson today. WWE sat everyone down and taught everyone, you know, the Twitter etiquette and stuff. How to tweet.
Which provided some of the best tweets ever. Because I love how they're sitting there tweeting during the meeting, especially CM Punk. It was hilarious.
Hashtag pee break. Or hashtag I need a pee, something like that.
Yes.
God, what time was this?
It was during the day at some point.
God, it was like at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sucks.
But yeah, they started talking. I think it was either CM Punk. Was it CM Punk that said it initially, that we're having a meeting on proper hashtags, and he's, like, putting multiple hashtags for every other word in the tweet?
Having a hashtag meeting about hashtag tweeting and proper use of hashtag of hashtag hashtags. Oh, how the hashtag business has changed. Hashtag shoot me. Then he was next, I have to pee. And then someone replied to him, shouldn't it be hashtag I have to pee? And then he finally ended up tweeting, here's my essential hashtag WrestleMania hashtags. Hashtag PMA, hashtag cleans, hashtag sprints, hashtag snatch, hashtag Twizzler ice cream cake, hashtag BITW.
I hope Kane was at that meeting.
Oh, they were all at the meeting. Doesn't mean they were all using Twitter. Sorry.
But that's kind of silly. I mean, and I understand the importance of social media, but why was CM Punk at this meeting?
Chris Jericho was at the meeting.
There was no need, for him or for Jericho to be there. These are two of the guys that utilize social media very well.
They're probably telling people what they want, you know, trending.
Yeah, basically it's go on your Twitter and push this. That or they want them to stop cutting, you know, just regular tweets and actually push the product on it, which I don't see CM Punk doing just because his Twitter is awesome.
Well, like, look, but Punk is a perfect example of kind of why the whole thing was dumb. I mean, he got Snickle Fritz trending, for God's sake. He said it a few times during the day. He wanted to get it trending. He said it during Raw, and it was trending. I mean, he's very good at it. I hope he was there because he was teaching that class.
But I'm sure that's what they wanted to stop, was him trying to get random shit trending and actually get shit for their show trending. Like, you know, hey, Punk, why don't you say, let's get WrestleMania trending?
But then this led to a conversation between me and Lindsay about we should get hashtag the rack, spanking, kittens, and Santino is champ trending as well.
I think this is probably the most, this picture is the most WWE exposure that Ryback has had in a long time.
And they made Chris Jericho take that down too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that's him tweeting from the meeting.
And see, that's just a hating on Ryback right there.
But let's go back to Raw, because we got more hashtags to get to. Apparently, I think. Oh, yeah, me and Lindsay have created a hashtag, and Tim's not going to be happy about that one.
What is it?
We'll get to it, because we're going to get to it in a minute when we talk about the people involved. Then we had a great video package between Triple H and The Undertaker.
That thing was epic.
Yeah, they always have great video packages.
That did everything it needed to do to push that match and sell it, and it worked. I mean, I just, again, I bow down to WWE Productions' feet because they are amazing at what they do.
Tim equals hashtag typical Canadian. No, no. Well, yeah, but there's another hashtag that we're going to get to right now.
There's a better one.
It's Kelly took on Eve tonight. And earlier this evening, or earlier today, whatever you want to put
bullshit.
It was announced that Maria Menounos has suffered a broken rib. And there went our pee break.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. I mean, I didn't want this match, but it's never good when someone hurts themselves, and broken ribs are no joke. So I'm very sorry for what happened to her, and I hope, even though this is kind of a stupid thing to say, but I hope there's some way she can still do Dancing with the Stars, and I mean, that's bad. That's just really, really bad.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that she's hurt, but when we heard that, all it was, it's like, oh my god, there's going to be no peep right now. We're going to have to hold it for 4 hours.
And then
get your depends ready.
Yes, hashtag get your depends ready is the new one, because we're taking Tim's depends, because, you know, he has a storage room full of
I like to point out, Tim, Rock said it, not me.
Is this one of those things, Lindsay, where we come out of Tim's garage shaking our head?
Yes, because God knows what's in there.
Just saying. Inside joke, I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Hashtag get your depends ready. Tweet it at Canadian All Pro. Just saying.
I have a feeling he always has his depends ready.
Wow.
Well done.
Well played, very well played.
Hey, Rock started it. I'm just going along with the ride.
And Kelly beat Eve.
More bullshit.
I'd just like to say that, one, Beth Phoenix, the hair, it was not working for you. I'm sorry. The dress was a little better, but the hair was not working. And, oh god, there's the girl crying over Cena. Now I see it. Anyway.
I love you.
Yeah, she's standing there crying. Anyway, I was actually, I have to say, for the match that we got, it was halfway decent. And I was happy to see that they gave the girls time. They actually gave even Kelly, like, what, 5-10 minutes, something like that?
The match went 2.5 minutes.
But total, how much time did they have?
I don't know.
Entrance to bell?
I don't know, 5 minutes, maybe?
Still, it felt like they had more time. I don't know.
And by the way, when Rock starts randomly laughing for no reason, that's bad. Especially when you know that he's talking to Tim.
No, I read the chat room. Kane Kittens goes, Tim chant, you got deep and
Well played,
nice,
sir.
Dude.
That's why I started to laugh, because I read that in the chat. Oh, man.
But yeah, Jackie and I were talking about this, and it's, you know, if Maria Menounos has broken ribs, they're not going to let her wrestle with those.
No.
So she will probably, I imagine she will still be there in some capacity because she is booked. She'll probably be like a manager or something like that, and then I'm sure they'll find random diva A
Natty
to stick in there. Yeah, probably Natty, or I would say, God help us, Alicia Fox.
Most likely Alicia Fox, because she's been picking out her outfit for
3 weeks now? it was picking on her outfit, and then she apparently Beth left her title belt laying around. So Natty picked it up and like, you shouldn't leave this laying around because someone might run off with it, and then she runs off with it.
I saw that.
I would just love for it to be Natty. Ugh, I would just love that. I would have a happy, but on the bright side, if they pick Alicia Fox, we'll have another pee break. So well, it's a win-win at this point.
Yes.
Trish the surprise?
That would be awesome. That would not be a piss break. That would be a piss yourself moment right there. That would be great. If they would bring in Trish, oh, that would be just beyond awesome.
This is where I'm going to play a song.
Girl! If you close your eyes, your life will make it truth revealed. Since you never lived, and God never hated you. In the darkness, love will take you to the other side. Find me waiting there, you'll see if you just close your eyes.
This is another unreleased copy of a song.
Why didn't they use this?
His whole song is stupid. They need to get him another song.
Yeah, but at least that one's decent.
That has a little bit of a kick to it. It's not bad.
By the way, I'd like... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you can see if you just close your eyes, that song sounds like the song that plays during the credits of a bad sci-fi network movie.
Well, it's been a song for awful. The song has been remixed since 03, 04?
That's stupid.
Well, here's another couple other names to consider for the Divas match.
Okay.
Layla is set to return.
Right.
Karma, we don't know the status of.
I doubt it.
But here's another name that maybe nobody's considering. What about Michelle McCool?
Possible.
Bobby's going to be there.
Possible.
And this will be there. This will become the point when... God help Utah. I can try to sit on her all day long, and it will be like Big Show kicking out of Taka Michinoku. There's no point.
Especially if her match goes on right after his, again, like it did last year.
All right. Anyway, I played the song because Christian returned to the ring for the first time since November, wearing his Team Johnny t-shirt.
Poor Christian, that's all I can say.
And then Chris Jericho comes on the thing. Talks about dad, sister. But talk about your mother. Has nothing actually to say about his mother. And then calls, you know, that Chris Jericho was born before they got married, so that makes him the legal definition of a bastard.
I have to say this. After the dad and the sister thing... Calling him the legal definition of a bastard? Kinda lame. Really, dude, kind of lame.
CM Punk later tweeted, he says, he's not a bastard, he's the bastard.
And that's why we love him.
He wouldn't deny that.
Hashtag BITW. The match really didn't happen. CM Punk goes on a rampage, beats the living crap out of Christian, drops him with the GTS onto the steps, puts him in the Anaconda Vice. And bye-bye, Christian, from WrestleMania.
Go ahead, Lindsay. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I thought they were going to have to get a crowbar in the jaws of life to pry Punk off of Christian.
My question at this point, after watching what happened, would be, what prompted this? I'm just left to wonder, was Christian ever really supposed to wrestle, or is he just not done? Is he for some reason not coming back yet? How bad? Because I know injuries are bad, but how long has he been off?
Since November. And that's the thing. You don't know. I guess we'll find out later during the week what the real reason was, and we'll talk probably about it on the Rack Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern after we interview DDP. But I don't know.
Honestly, I'm sorry Christian got pulled from the show, but it got Drew McIntyre on the show, so squee!
Yes, Lindsay had a squee for like 20 minutes. She
Drew's
was very
happy. Yay! I has a happy. I'm sorry. They put him on Mania. I actually have a reason to watch it other than Kane and The Undertaker now. I'm so happy.
apparently they announced it on Twitter that Drew McIntyre will be replacing Christian in the match, thanks to John Laurinaitis. Then we had, after that beatdown of a segment, we had Brodus Clay defeat Curtis Hawkins.
He should have brought Big Glenn with him. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Right.
You could tell Jerry Lawler does not know who Curt Hawkins is because he called him Curtis the entire match.
I have to say that it's a bit strange, I thought. I understand why they didn't do it, because we'll talk later about why they didn't do it, but it's just funny how yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, Brodus was squashing The Miz, and now today he's squashing a reject from NXT.
Well, that's right, we forgot to mention that. The Miz is on Team Johnny. I forgot to mention that. Since what happens, I don't take note.
Well, if you listen to Johnny, he's on Team Teddy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that was a screw-up.
I hope to God they gave him shit for that.
Congratulations. Welcome to Team Teddy.
I mean, Team Johnny.
Team Johnny. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. It's like, wow, dude. Really? Really? Come on. You have one line. One line.
Actually, it was really funny because a lot of people on Twitter, especially a lot of workers, were shooting on that on Twitter. It's like, really, dude? Really, you have one line. Come on, man. Just go back to your freaking cubicle and be done with it.
You have one line to get out, and you botch it.
Is he officially worse than Mike Adamly?
Adamly? Probably. At least he hasn't, he said, you're making me crazy yet.
And that's the thing that's the most scary, is for some reason I still kind of thinking that Laurinaitis is going to win this thing. I mean, nobody's perfect. I've heard, I've heard Teddy flub some lines pretty bad before.
Yeah, he has.
But he, at least Teddy knows who he is and knows which team is his. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Well, at least when, you know, Teddy doesn't flub a line every promo he does. Every time Laurinaitis opens his mouth, it's one ginormous clusterfuck of a flub.
And I'll bet you Teddy sells, too.
And Teddy sells. Teddy was selling the shit out of Mark Henry, which we'll get to. But, you know, Laurinaitis, I know I said last night I think it's gimmick, and I still think part of it is gimmick, but I just... God, dude, how can you be that bad?
Really? It's like, yeah.
And Squee, I can have Kane. Yay!
Yay.
You can have Kane, Drew, Undertaker.
Yeah, the only one I didn't get tonight was Wade. I was so pissed. I always miss at least one. But it's usually Taker, so it's okay. He's never there anyway, so it doesn't matter.
And you got a plus. You weren't expecting Drew.
I wasn't. I was like, oh, Drew's not going to be on. Bummer.
Bummer. So, Brodus wins. No shocker there.
And his thighs were still jiggling 20 minutes after the match.
We get more promos about The Rock. Yada, yada, yada. Big Show beat Epico in about 50 seconds. Then we got a Cody Rhodes promo. He said they will turn Big Show into a verb. He says he will kick. He said kids will hope they don't Big Show on finals. Men will hope they don't Big Show with the ladies. And people will say, I have to take a Big Show.
Unfortunately, even though I have to say, when I was watching that, I was kind of like, wow, really? That's what you got? But that actually turned out to be one of the better promos of the night, I thought. For being short, I thought he did well.
Cody has been on the ball this entire program.
Yeah, he's done really well.
Cody did very well on the mic tonight, and Show sold it like a champ. And, you know, the whole exchange was fantastic. It just, it really helped put the match over, considering the little attention, at least on Raw, that it's gotten. And I don't know about SmackDown, because I don't really watch SmackDown that much. But it hasn't really gotten, at least in my eyes, much attention as some of the main events. So it's good to see that they got some time to put it over. And they did it well.
I've been really hesitant to accept this match. As much as I love Sho, I was one of those that was really hoping that we would get Cody versus Dustin at WrestleMania. And so I was so hopeful. So I just didn't want to accept this match just because I didn't want it. But, I mean, they've done a really good job of selling it, and I'm thinking that Sho's going to get it this time. So they've actually done a good job of selling it. I'm pretty excited for it.
Then the Fluffer girls bickered. Then Zack Ryder showed up. Yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, Eve then comes around and, you know.
He is so dumb.
What hotel are you staying at, Zach? You know. He's staying with all the Team Teddy guys. That sounds like fun to me. She says.
Oh, they're having a sleepover.
You know. Then they basically, you know. She wants to stay with him and, you know, stay at her hotel. He went for a kiss, got denied. And they will celebrate after WrestleMania.
Yeah, he's... I remember when this thing with Eve first started, Lindsay said something to the effect of, I wonder who's going to be the first one to be stupid and actually fall for her shit or something like that. Who's going to be the first one to be dumb enough after admitting that she uses people to try and get with her?
Woo, woo, woo.
I think all the hair gel's gone to his brain.
You know it.
Well played.
Then we got CM Punk cutting a promo.
Which was an epic promo.
It was. It really was. But it boiled down to that he is the best in the world.
No denying that.
So, Punk, I honestly was surprised by the lack of real interaction between these two. Punk and Jericho, that is.
I kind of see where they were going. I mean, Jericho and Punk are really good on the mic. Both of them are some of the best promo people that have ever worked for the company. But, and they're very good wrestlers. Now, I think we all kind of knew they weren't going to actually have any physical contact until WrestleMania. But I think to a certain extent, it would kind of get old just to have them cut promos back and forth on each other every single week.
It just seems like they're holding back a little bit. I don't know. This whole show felt like they're holding back. I don't know. It's, and there's the Tim has the pants.
Nice. Well, here's the thing. I think they blew the wad on having them have physical contact early by having them in the Elimination Chamber and subsequent matches after that. And now they're kind of sort of stuck with the fact that they have to do the promo work post, you know, physical interaction because they can't fall to that where it's like, oh my God, this is the first time the two have touched. Because, you know, tonight was everybody on the show, mixing it up at the show, and you can't have Punk and Jericho do that because you've already had them do that. And you don't want to give your match away before the show.
No, that's true. It just feels like they're waiting for next month to let them
by the way, on a side note, I wouldn't mind seeing a Sheamus Kane program. They actually work really well together now that I can see the match.
Yeah, they'd be an interesting tag team if Kane ever turns face.
Moving on to the greatest matchup in the history of sports and entertainment. You have on one side the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, and on the other side, the great Khali.
Thank God this match was less than 2 minutes.
Yeah,
I think the emphasis took longer.
Lindsay kind of called it before it started, that it was going to be a very short match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Henry's hurt, and Khali can't work, so you can't put on a 15-minute match because it's just not going to work. However, the filler they did afterwards was decent. It was a nice setup.
Yes. You had Team Laura and I come down, block the ring. Teddy was thrown into the ring. Mark Henry's going to eat him alive like he's a bucket of KFC chicken. So you had everyone come down, R-Truth, Kofi Kingston, who came, sprung off the backs, got World's Strongest Slam. Henry then scoops up Long for the slam, and then you hear the microphone drop, and then Booker T enters the ring.
And saves Teddy Long from a fate worse than death, being eaten by Mark Henry.
So, Booker T is now the number six man. I guess that works.
Yeah, I mean, it works for me. I mean, I like Booker. And it seems like it's every once in a while when something like this happens and he pops up and decides he's going to wrestle, there's always the this guy's too old and what's he doing and da-da-da, but he'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, at least Booker has got himself into ring shape, and you can tell that. I mean, when he was working Cody Rhodes, he looked really good.
Yeah.
And he worked well, and he had knocked the rust off. So I have little doubt that Booker will be fine in this match.
And he they build in a way that he was the perfect choice. If it wasn't like a guy like Foley, Booker T works.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Teddy needed a name. And Booker T is a name.
And he fits.
I can live with him on that team. You know, it would have been nice to see Mysterio, but obviously he's not ready unless they do something where somebody gets hurt or gets locked in a closet or whatever, and Mysterio comes out and makes a save, but...
And then we have the final showdown. Finally, The Rock returns to Atlanta. And he talked about Betty White and her Civil War pie.
Oh, God.
First of all, we were doing that a long time ago. So, Number two.
Yeah, hashtag Betty White's labia.
Number two,
Rock.
Betty White is what a lot of women who are younger want to be when they get to be that age. Betty, if you had a chance to hit Betty White and you didn't do it, you are stupid. Betty White is awesome.
What got, oh, because I know Lindsay once ran, I don't know, I'm not going to go through this word by word at all. The crowd seemed, I don't know if it was a legit reaction or something was piped in. It just, I don't know, something was mixed in this one. I don't know if it was planned that way, because I know the plan has been, let's have them both choose sides. What side will choose what? I don't know if it actually worked or they were trying to, you know, make it seem like it worked. I don't know. It felt off. I don't know.
The whole thing was off. I mean, The Rock's promo coming out was awkward. I mean, like I said on Twitter, I never thought I would see the day that I would say, thank God John Cena showed up and shut him up. Because that promo was just, yeah. And then Cena comes out and Cena starts talking. And the two of them are talking back and forth. And never in my life have I ever seen 10, 20 minutes, however long they went, of them talking and absolutely nothing being said. I mean, you want to bitch about Triple H and Michaels and Taker reiterating everything they said in a different order last week? Rock and Cena did the exact same thing this week. And, I mean, honestly, when they started complaining about the fact of, you know, well, I was here first. No, I was here first. Well, I built this house. No, I did. I seriously wanted The Undertaker to walk out or Shawn Michaels to walk out and look at him and go, shut the fuck up, sit down, and be quiet.
No kidding. It's like, the promo was okay. It wasn't like, but I've heard it all. They were a week, like last week should have been the end. Yesterday should have been WrestleMania. Then everything would have been fine. They kind of They had too much time, WWE.
One of the things... Well, first of all, I think they know this. This is why there's no SmackDown this week. But one thing that I know I've been critical about The Rock about a lot of things, but one thing that I will say for kind of just everything that's gone on with this is that he's not The Rock anymore. He's just bullshitting off stuff that he used to do. Nothing this guy does is original anymore. He's not said anything this week that he's not said for the last month.
I will be so happy after Sunday when I never have to hear another Rock dick reference again. At least for a while.
And some of the things Cena said, true. He said some really interesting points. That he's, you know, this guy who's always been there, you know, and he's always the guy who rises above it all, because he always wins.
He should have just said he's Superman. That would have been easier.
Yeah, hashtag Super Cena. Trending worldwide.
My only issue with this was I look back at how much time they gave this promo and how much time they had, you know, it's like every commercial break they had something for Rock and Cena. I mean, they pushed the shit out of this.
And I get that why they did it.
And I get why they did it, but I think of all the other matches on this card, and, you know, right now I'm sitting here watching Sheamus and Randy Orton versus Kane and Daniel Bryan. One of those matches, you know, I get you don't want to push Orton-Kane. You know, that's an insta-feud. Nobody really cares, even though Jackie and I love Kane.
And Randy Orton thinks it's the best match ever.
Yes.
Compared to some matches on the card, it is.
But you've got your world title match. You're giving it a tag match at the beginning of the show, and that's the only mention it's going to get for the go-home. Punk Jericho was a promo, and then CM Punk beat the crap out of Christian. I mean, my God, your two world titles got less time than The Rock and Cena. Taker Triple H got less time than Rock Cena.
But we knew that.
And, you know, honestly, Team Johnny versus Team Teddy got more time than any of those matches. And Rock Cena got the most time. And I mean, I get, Rock Cena is your money match. That's what you push for a year. Fine. Great. Don't ram it down my throat at the expense of another match that maybe I'd want to see. You know, the fact that you've done absolutely nothing for Brian Sheamus, essentially, pretty much nothing for Orton Kane, other than, you know, a couple clever exchange of words and them beating the crap out of each other once or twice. You know, same thing with Sho and Cody. It's, you know, you're going to give them all that time, and then they're going to just bullshit us with that ending. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because they gave them the entire, you know, that is your go-home. That is it. And that's what you're going to leave your fans with, is that promo from The Rock and Cena. And it just, I'm sorry, it didn't do it. It just... Last week should have been it, where The Rock came out, he rock-bottom Mark Henry, slaps his chest, and leaves. Has to stare down with Cena and leaves. And that's all he had to do. And it would have worked just as well.
Yeah.
They could have even done it this week, and it would have worked just as well.
It's just kind of worth pointing out that Rock is a pretty big fan of The Rock, and it's too much for him.
I was not happy with this entire show. It just felt off, and I have a big complaint about this thing tonight. Like, this promo with The Rock and Cena, you know, they say everything in the world, but they say God damn, and they bleep God damn out of everything.
Well, it's a PG show.
But the next word was asses.
Well, I mean, I guess to somebody in WWE, God damn is worse
apparently,
than asses.
That bugged me. But The Rock basically boiled it down to what he said last week. He's beating Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania. He's beating Steve Austin at WrestleMania. And to become the greatest superstar of all time, he has to beat John Cena at WrestleMania, because no one's ever done that.
Yeah, there is actually somebody out there who no one has ever beat at WrestleMania. But doing that, nothing, I guess.
That's not nearly as important as being John Cena.
But, you know... There might be the tie-in.
was.
I know, but still, it's... Well, it's the tie-in for who? Is it the tie-in for Cena, or is it the tie-in for Rock? Because Rock, or I'm sorry, Cena basically said, you know, I have to win. Mm-hmm. I have to do this, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I kind of tuned out, like, halfway through it, but it was, you know, basically, I have to beat you, I have to win to justify myself.
All right, I'm writing WWE television right now. Sorry, Jackie, I'm taking your job that you eventually one day in the next 20 years want with WWE. I'm writing Raw next week. I'm writing Raw. The Rock comes out, electrifies the millions around the world, and says he's done it all. He's beat The Rock. He's beat Steve Austin. He's beat John Cena. He's beaten them all at WrestleMania. He's done it all. And then all you hear is the gong. There's WrestleMania.
Be nice. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. I agree with you, and I agree that would be awesome, and that would be nice to. I mean, it would be great to have Punk win that match, to be able to have that set up for next year's WrestleMania. But I will say I'll be a bit surprised if Rock wins, because for some reason I'm thinking Cena's going to pull this one off. I'm not saying I don't agree with you.
I'm just saying, as I'm just sitting here thinking about it. Going through my head, it kind of...
You're inspired, I can tell.
I'm inspired, it makes sense. The blood's flowing, the ideas are pumping, and...
It's a perfect setup.
And it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. I mean, I see Rock, you know, honestly, you know, yes, he's beaten them all. I don't see them doing it after WrestleMania, though. I see them where he kind of gets that... itch, or somebody comes out. I don't see Taker coming out, but I would love to see somebody come out and look at The Rock and be like, you've never taken Taker. You've never beaten Taker at Mania. Nobody has.
And one thing I'll point out here, up until last week or 2 weeks ago, that's what at least I thought, most of us thought, and then I guess Rock didn't think that anymore.
I didn't think it for a while, because like, you hear all the things going on. It's like, you don't know about Taker. That's the thing. You hear every day something different changes with him. It's like,
well, yeah. Again,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
My guess would be that's because 9 out of 10 things that you hear are bullshit rumors and, you know, not really all that reliable.
No, I see old man pictures. Then I see pictures with hair, no hair, hair, no hair, hairgate, hashtag.
Which reminds me, you airport marks need to get back on your shit. I'm just saying.
But then again,
y'all need to be back at the airports taking pictures of Kane and sending them to me.
And Taker.
Right. But then again, I'm thinking.
And Drew.
And Drew and Wade and everyone.
Sheamus.
Punk. They can has send them to him at Lynn's Word at Jackie Fice on Twitter.
Speaking of Punk, they need to, like, shoot that fucker with a trank gun so he'll sleep. Because he and Show look tired tonight.
Yeah. But going back to the Rock thing, I remember the promo he did when he beat Steve Austin. Oh, remember that one? He said he's done it all. He's done it all. And then we heard...
Are you serious, bro?
It happened, and then we got the greatest Backlash main event ever.
Whose music was that? I don't even
Goldberg.
Know.
Goldberg.
Oh. Fucking hell, dude. Oh, if they do that, oh my god. I will laugh so hard. I will laugh so hard, just saying. Well, I didn't know Goldberg had enough credibility to get on WrestleMania.
Well, I'm just saying that they did this before, so, you know, Rock saying he's done it all, he could do it again.
Well, here's the thing. I think the Hell in the Cell is, WrestleMania is obviously the litmus test for Undertaker, as far as if he's going to continue or not. I mean, you know, obviously we know that. He's been off a year, he's had major surgery twice. He's healed up, he's moving better, he looks better. So we'll have to see how he does at Mania, what they do in the cell, and how he comes out of it. And that determines if he's at Mania next year. Since the rumors are that he's going to be there next year, that they're actually looking to start building the show with him in it, I could see your theory as plausible. But just to flip the other side of that, Cena loses to The Rock. Cena needs to re-justify himself. He needs to, you know, make him... I'm trying to think of another way to say that. But anyway, re-justify himself, basically. You know, he feels like less of a man that he's now that he's lost to The Rock. Right. That he lost the greatest match ever. And so he wants to make up for that. And who's there?
Who's there? Who's there? You're saying who's there? You said it. Who's there? You go. No?
God, I hope not.
I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank.
Brock.
Brock.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You know, ever since he retired, that shit is just never going to go away. They need to bring him in, have him wrestle Derek Bateman on NXT, and send him on his way. Just saying.
No, no. What Lindsay wanted was...
Yes.
I can't has two, yes. That would make me very happy.
I mean, Cena realized, or somebody says, well, you know, again, it's, well, I don't think The Rock is the greatest match. I honestly think Taker is the greatest match. You know, so it's... I see that, but it's all dependent on how they do that. But if anybody comes in, if Brock comes in to face anybody, they had a burr in their saddle about getting Brock to face Taker at Mania. And please let them not do it MMA, because Brock will absolutely take Taker apart.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Hopefully they don't bring Brock in. Please don't let them bring Brock in.
Now, here's one reason why I think there's a legitimate point to the fact that that will not happen. As much as I disagree with just about everything Spug says, he's right about one thing. Taker is going to... I don't think Triple H is the only person who can protect The Undertaker, for God's sake. But he is going to have to be with someone who can protect him.
Yeah.
I question Brock Lesnar's ability to do that. I question Goldberg's ability to do that. I would put Goldberg in there first.
Well, we weren't expecting him to... It wasn't expecting Brock and Taker.
It was either last year or 2 years ago... There was Taker.
Yeah.
There was that whole scandal with Taker where he challenged Brock.
You want to go
at a UFC show after he got his ass whooped, and that was supposedly them trying to set up a match. And yeah, it was stupid because I guess they were trying to work either something out with Dana White or they were trying to work something out with Brock while he was still under contract for UFC, I might add. And it didn't work out. And Dana was like, yeah, fuck you, no. And as far as I know, Brock is still under contract to UFC, even though he's retired, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, I don't think they're going to let that happen.
I'm speechless right now.
Why?
Read the chat.
That's my buddy.
Really, like, I'm speechless.
I still love him, though. Yeah.
Wow.
Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Wow, dude. Wow. No, we didn't. We didn't watch.
Like...
That's a face palm. You asked me what a special little snowflake moment is? That's right there. That's a prime example of it.
Where were we?
We were talking about
Raw, I think.
I thought we were talking about the final episode of Nitro because it happened 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we beat that to death.
I think that totally threw Rock off.
Okay, Kane's Kittens. Alan goes to me. Did you watch? He went, you watch Raw? I'm doing a Raw post show at the moment.
And yeah, that's pretty much the reaction.
Yeah.
Hi, Alan.
We love you, Alan.
We love you, Alan. And hi, Mace.
Hi, Mace.
Hi, Mace. Hi, Omega.
Fuck you, Tim.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna let Rock make fun of Tim because I've already gotten away with calling Tim an idiot twice. And I'm sure I said something yesterday, so, and then, you know, today. So, I'm done making fun of Tim until at least after WrestleMania.
I like how we started something in the chat.
I can't see the chat. What did we start?
The whole T-Pens thing. We've created a monster with that.
Yeah.
Get it trending on Twitter.
Now I know what I'm getting Mr. Stein for his birthday.
Yes. We could add to that lifetime supply.
We'll get him some of those that he can go get a date with Betty White, since The Rock wouldn't do it.
Hashtag Betty White's labia. Start it here. Just saying.
I still maintain that Betty White is a hot piece of ass. I wouldn't mind being like Betty White when I'm 100 years old.
Love King Kid is not going to sign up on Twitter just to do that.
Why not, dude?
Why not?
Yeah, dude, go sign up. We'll follow you. Yes. Or I'll follow you. I can speak for Lindsay.
We'll follow you because we're awesome.
Yeah.
And we appreciate our listeners. So we'll follow you.
Yes.
Bringing up Betty White and going back to the Rock's promo, is it me or did he just, his ego and the bullshit from it get deep really early in that promo?
That's pretty much a common thing though. You don't get a whole lot, you don't get a lot more deep than the Rock's bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, his ego. When he started, he's like, oh yeah, I went to Hollywood and all the actresses wanted to taste my strudel and were offering me up pie and all this other stuff. It's like, really, dude? And also when he said, you know, he's like, everybody was asking me when he was going to come back. It's, oh yeah, I don't know when I'm going to come back, but I'll come back. Bullshit, dude.
That was
you said
not
you were
what he was saying.
Done.
Yeah.
You said you were never coming back and you were done. It is on video, my friend.
Right. And that's the reason for my attitude towards him to this day, is that he, there's a lot of people who have given me some pretty convincing reasons to think that Rock may care about the business. I still think that, I don't know that I necessarily believe that the Rock cares about the business. I think he cares about his current project, which just happens to be the business. I'm probably never going to really give a shit about him ever again for that. That was bullshit. And now he's lying about it, which makes it worse.
I mean, honestly, if I was Cena, I would have called down the production truck. Go on YouTube, get that clip, and play it.
Hell yeah, that's what I would have done.
So that's the final showdown between The Rock and John Cena. He barely timed. It doesn't matter, because when you do that joke, you're supposed to have someone talking.
Yeah, that was poorly. If you're going to steal somebody's catchphrase, do it right.
Do it
well,
right.
It did end rather abruptly, I thought.
Well, not really. It ended with the stare down. That's what you wanted. I get how they finished. It finished well. The stare down was fine. Because, like, what are you going to get? You want to have, you know, John Cena's not the champ, so he can't say, the champ is here. And people didn't want to hear him say, if you smell, like, you had to keep them even. And that's, a stare down is how you keep them even.
I'm just ready for this to be the dark match. I'm with Lindsay.
I mean, yeah, as much as they're pushing this, and the fact that all day on Friday, YouTube, you're going to have a special match from The Rock and John Cena, I'm really kind of over this and just ready for it to be done. And again, I will be so happy when I don't have to hear another reference to The Rock's dick again.
Well, my guess would be, darling, that won't be until next year, after next year's WrestleMania.
No, because The Rock will go away, he'll shoot his movies, and for the time that he's gone, I won't have to hear them. So, yay!
Works for me.
But yeah, I went back and on YouTube, I went back and watched when The Rock was actually The Rock and he was good. And through all the promos, there was only one technical dick reference. And it was talking about how Kevin Sullivan lacked the balls. And that was it. Yeah.
Hashtag Kane's penis.
I wouldn't mind hearing more about that.
I don't know. I was changing the subject.
And for once, it wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Not it. For training him well.
Yes, we are.
Tim's.
He's getting us. He's getting us videos and pictures, and and now, and, you know, he's producing our show, and now he's actually said Kane's penis without any prompt from me. I'm just saying.
We're luring him over to the dark side.
Totally. Tim's Twitter handle is @CanadianAllPro. Kane's Kins. So follow him. And tweet him, depends and stuff, because it's just going to be funny.
I got to find out. It depends has a Twitter now. Hang on. Hang on.
Right. This is, that's Raw, and I had no notes, so I used our friends at lordsofpain.net, provided a recap for us tonight, because now you can get their headlines on wildtalkradio.com.
Sweet! By the way, how many official theme songs are there for WrestleMania?
3. We got the Invincible by Machine Gun Kelly. We have Good Feeling by Flo Rida, and we have Girl Gone Wild by Madonna.
Which I've honestly not heard any mention of that even until tonight.
Because they probably just got the deal tonight.
Probably. But yeah, I just. Overall, for a go-home show, it was really kind of weak. Last week seemed so much better.
The crowd
no,
was dead.
No Twitter for Depends, by the way.
Damn.
The crowd seemed not into the show a little bit. I don't know why. It just seemed off. Maybe they were waiting for Tony Schiavone and Nitro to come on. I don't know.
Hey! Don't you be talking smack about my hometown.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke about Atlanta, but I remembered who I'm in the chat with, and she'll kick me out, so.
It's okay. CM Punk talked to Tony Schiavone today.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
He mentioned it on Twitter.
See, I'm bad, but she stops randomly in the middle of the show to talk to him. Just saying.
Sorry, did I not have my mute on when I did that?
No, you didn't, honey.
Oh, oops.
At least I keep my perversions to myself for the most part.
Oh, you liar.
That's lying, Zach.
I said for the most part. I didn't say totally.
I'm sorry. Who brought up Kane's masturbation on the show?
Well,
who did that?
Kane's penis. That wasn't me.
I made a simple reference to it. I wasn't. Hashtag hairgate. Let's go back to that. Hair, bald. You just never know.
Yes, and that's. This is going to be what will almost give Lindsay a heart attack between now and Sunday. I am prepared. I am standing by with the AED. And I have checked to make sure my CPR certificate is up to date. I'm sure we're going to almost lose her several times, and I'm expecting to almost lose her during the intro.
No, I will be fine up until Sunday, and then Sunday I'm going to get really obnoxiously hyper. I'm just warning everybody now. So if we happen to do a live broadcast for WrestleMania and you tune in right before the Taker Triple H match, you will hear me just going off on this match and the fact that I want him to take that goddamn hood off.
One way or another.
So I can see his head.
One way or another, that reaction will be captured.
See, Rock just wants to hear it so he can laugh and then record it and use it against me later.
I would never do such a thing.
You liar.
Your nose is growing, honey. Be careful.
And we're doing the SmackDown post-show at the moment?
Why is this pick on Allen Day?
Because...
Is he listening?
No, did you see the comment?
I did.
Did you watch Raw? And I got nothing. Anyway, Thursday. What are we doing Thursday?
Thursday, we're interviewing
DDP. We're
interviewing
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yes, we are live at 11 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to try out some DDP yoga, go to ddpyoga.com. Use the promo code THERACK. Get 10% off your order.
By the way, if you're in, just a little, I try DDP yoga. And if you're into TNA, you're definitely going to want to do it.
Yeah, he's got some good-looking backup dancers on his DVDs.
So there you have it there. Tomorrow night, Kayfabe with Alan Wojcik. He'll be talking WrestleMania. And he'll also be interviewing James E. Cornette.
So psyched for that, dude. I haven't been more excited for a show since...
J.J. Dillon?
J.J. Dillon. Sleep.
And there's a video posted by Jim Cornette's wife of Jim Cornette riding down to Florida behind a WrestleMania bus.
Oh nice. My god, that's gotta be epic.
Hold on, look, before I close out the show, let me find that and we'll play the audio of it on the thing. I sent it to Tim, let's see if I can still find it. Here we go. Here's the audio of that.
You can't get away from me, Vince! I'm coming for you! Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard! I swear to God I will! I'm coming for you, Vince! You can't hide, I know Stephanie's in there too, and the son-in-law with the slow pad, and the steroid track marks! I'm coming!
I love that crazy son of a bitch. I really do.
Wow, dude.
So, check out the Kayfabe Wrestling Radio tomorrow with that crazy son of a bitch, Jim Cornette. 9 p.m. Eastern. Howard Brody and Vito Ducci will be on the show as well. And we're going to have WrestleMania picks from Alan Wojcik and his variety of media people. Wednesday night is just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer, Scott Barry, Brian Blotty, and the Cheapwood Paneling. They'll give their version of picks as well. Thursday night is the Rack with DDP, and we'll probably talk WrestleMania. Me and Lindsay will give our full picks because I only gave one. She only gave half the picks, so we'll rehash it all. And get you all set up for WrestleMania on Sunday night. CB Radio, probably do the same thing, because we'll have phone calls from people at WrestleMania and all that stuff. It's WrestleMania week on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Haven't you figured this out?
No, I'm still amazed you said Kane's penis.
She's not going to let you live that down now.
I've said it before.
When?
I don't know. I think I have. I don't know.
Well, not me.
All these shows blend together and all of our conversations just, you know, blend. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, and just stay tuned to Facebook and Twitter.
At Lens Ward, at Jackie Feist, at Wild Talk Radio, at DDP Yoga. Go follow.
At Kane's Kittens, apparently, on Twitter.
And at Kane, no, not Kane's Kittens, at Kane Kittens.
At Kane Kittens, okay. Stay tuned to Twitter and Facebook, and we may be on the air during WrestleMania at some point.
At the very least, he'll put me on the air so everybody can hear me bitching about Taker's head.
Yeah, so everyone can listen to me squeal like a fangirl over Kane.
We may be on the air doing something. You know, we don't want to, you know, say what we're doing. We just may be doing something. Check out the archives. Check out everything else. And that's about it for the WTR Roster Post Show. We'll be back next Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Get all the fallout from the first Raw after WrestleMania, and if they announce a big match or something. But for Jackie Feist and for Lindsay Moore, I'm Soraka, and we'll see you next week. Hashtag depends. Get it trending worldwide. See you next week on the WTR Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Bye.
Bye.
I get a good feeling, yeah.